This is an MSP Marketing Podcast Special.
Hello and welcome to another special episode of the podcast. We're continuing a three-part series this week. Earlier this year, I released my book, MSP Marketing Start Here, about a three-step lead generation system trusted by hundreds and hundreds of MSPs around the world. Last week, we looked at the first step, build audiences. Today, it's the second step, grow relationships.
Powered by MSPMarketingEdge.com. Paul Green's MSP Marketing Podcast.
I want to tell you a secret about marketing that most MSPs miss. It's not about technology, it's not about your tools, your stack, or your accreditations. It's about trust. Because nobody's buying from you until they trust you. And they can't trust you until they like you. And they can't like you until they know you. That's why the second step, growing relationships, matters so much. Think about your own buying habits. When was the last time you hired someone for your business, a supplier, a consultant, or an agency, where you knew deep down, these are my people, this is my person? That didn't happen because they cold called you at the right moment, right? It happened because you felt like you already knew them. Maybe you'd seen their content, or you'd heard their stories, or maybe laughed at their bad jokes, or maybe a friend had talked about them, or maybe you just liked their energy. You trusted them before you ever met with them. And that's what you're trying to create for your prospects. Growing relationships is about showing up regularly with something useful, human, consistent. And the good news is it doesn't need to be complicated. You don't need to become a social media influencer or hire a full-time marketing team. You just need to keep feeding your audiences with what I call edutainment, education and entertainment combined. Something that teaches and makes them smile at the same time. Now that's your weekly email, that's your blog on your website, that's your LinkedIn posts which should go out every day. It's your videos that you make or that you get in for your business. It's not about talking tech, it's about talking people. Business owners don't care about patching, monitoring, or endpoint protection. They care about whether their team can get work done without tearing their hair out. They care about productivity. They care about growth, stress, risk. So talk about those things. Show them that you understand what it's like to run a business, because that's what builds connection. One of my favorite ways to do this is through storytelling. Tell stories about your clients, with permission, of course, or at the very least, anonymize it. Tell them how a small tech change made someone's life easier, about mistakes that you made early in your business and what you learned, because stories stick. And if you can make someone feel something, curiosity, relief, even a little amusement, they will remember you. And the magic is that over time, these people start to feel like they know you. They see your face on LinkedIn every week. They read your newsletter over their morning coffee. They might even forward one of your emails to a colleague. They're building a relationship with you, even though you've never met. That's the heart of marketing today. Asynchronous relationships. You build them slowly with every piece of content that you publish. And one day, out of nowhere, that quiet relationship becomes real. Someone you've never spoken to sends you a message saying, "Hey, do you know, we've been following your stuff for ages. Can we talk?" And that's when you know that your system's working. The hardest part is patience. When you start, it does feel like you're shouting into the void. You post, you email, and you get nothing back. It's really quiet. But consistency wins. Because one day you wake up and you realize that you've become the IT guy that everyone in your area kind of knows. And not because of ads, not because of SEO or AEO, answer engine optimization, which is like AI, search engine optimization, but because you built a relationship with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people over time. So if you want to grow faster next year, here's my 2026 challenge to you. Keep showing up. Write one email a week. Post every day on LinkedIn. Record a short video. I mean, ideally every week, but if not, once every month. Even when you can't be bothered and you feel like no one's watching, someone is. They're just not ready to talk yet, but they are warming up. And when they finally need a new MSP, you are going to be the only one who doesn't feel so much like a stranger. That's the power of growing relationships. It's slow, but it's unstoppable. And if you want to go into more detail on this, it's all in my book, MSP Marketing Start Here. You can get it on Amazon as a paperback and Kindle, and it's also on Audible.
Coming up next week.
Now, in next week's show, we're going to look at the third and final part of this. We're going to focus on how to convert relationships. Convert them from lead to prospect to client. And hey, I hope you have a fantastic new year tomorrow. I really look forward to seeing you in early January. See you then.
For MSPs around the world, the MSP Marketing Podcast with Paul Green.